All right. My name is Luke Meacham. I'll be interviewing, correct me if I'm wrong, Hung Yu.
Yep.
Okay. And then in Yuhan.
Yeah, Wang Ha.
Yeah. Okay. Today is March 27th, 2025. We are currently at Tulsa Community College, Northeast Campus. We are doing a project called Oral History Project for Oklahoma State University. Like she said, it's going to go into an archive to help with just to see how culture differences are and just to see the beauty of learning new things, basically, in a sense. And this is basically to see how we can help you and help me understand your culture, and I can help you understand my culture, in a sense. But I guess let's get started with the first question. What are some of the places that y'all have visited in the U.S. so far?
Okay. So, at first I came here, I live in Missouri, in St. Louis. And then I worked for a hotel. I came here by a J-1 visa. So I worked there around like nearly 2 years. And I moved to Tulsa. And I have a couple of months in Philadelphia, in Pennsylvania.
Do you have a favorite sports team, like the Cardinals? It's a baseball team.
Oh, I heard about that because you know when I was in Missouri, I live next to the Cardinal, the Busch Stadium. I really wanted to join and to see the baseball there, but you know the time I went there, it was 2020, the early February 2020, and you know the COVID hit at that time. So I didn't have an opportunity to visit like Busch Stadium there.
What about when you were in Philadelphia? Did you hear about the Eagles football team?
Oh, I heard about that. I just went by the Eagles. The stadium there is really interesting. It's really wonderful. But I heard about that. But it's one of the famous like. NFLs, right?
Yeah, they just won the Super Bowl.
Yes,
with basically Kansas City. A championship and stuff. Yeah. What are some of the places that you've been in the U.S.?
I have been in the U.S. a half a year, but I live in Washington State in Seattle 4 months ago. It's for 4 months. And I also come here for my studying abroad. So I studying there alone and I living by myself. So I have a lot of friends over there, but I can't drive in the car to move in. So my family have a relationship in Oklahoma, and I move right here to get a driving license.
Is it cheaper in Oklahoma than it is in Washington?
Okay, it's the same, but it's not really cheaper than the Seattle, but it's so peaceful, and I stay at home all the time. I have a break time. So, also it's free. It's free in all the time.
So here, I think it's cheaper than St. Louis City. When I was there, everything is kind of high, and you know, I felt alone, like a fish out of the water. You know, because I couldn't find a Vietnamese community there. So here we have like in Tulsa, we have like. It's not very big, but it's like a small Vietnamese community in Tulsa.
Yeah, so. I also have a relationship with Jamaican. I know him.
You know him.
My relationship. I don't know how we meet them. But also in Seattle, we have a lot of cultural, because I have a lot of friends from Mongolia, Cambodia, Japanese, Koreans. It have a lot, and I have a lot of friends, black and white and yellows. Hope it can count them.
Feel like a small United Nations.
But right here, so have a lot of interesting play. I play around the Seattle, like the Jude, the Aquarium, something like a Fairy Wells or something like Hubble. It's a lot. But I working around by my feet or moving by the birth tradition. So it took me a lot of time of the day. I spend around 6 to 7 hours per day to go by bus. Mm-hmm. But right here, just driving is so easy.
Yeah, it makes life a lot easier mm-hmm. when you get that car and stuff. Mm-hmm. Fun fact, Oklahoma is the second cheapest state in the United States.
Yeah. Oh, really? Mm-hmm. How about the first one?
I think it may be Nebraska. No, not Nebraska. That's definitely not Nebraska. Ooh. Actually, no, it might be Nebraska. I don't know. But I know we're the second cheapest state. So.
Oh, cool. Okay, see. Because it is okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think so. It's cheaper than making the ID card in the Washington state. It took me around $60. But right here, it's just $45. Around that.
Mm-hmm. The cost of living here is
cheaper.
Kind of cheaper.
Yeah, my friend went to California. Mm-hmm. And gas prices around here are probably around $2, rarely $3 now. But when she went to California, it was like $5, $6.
Yes, I feel you.
It's easy to see that California is so expensive.
It's a big
difference. I also have a plan to go there to get my vacation in California because my dream to go to Disneyland over there. Oh my God.
Okay. So how about the next question?
All right. What are some of y'all's favorite foods that are in the U.S.?
Really? Oh it's, you know, I hard to get along with the American food here. Mm-hmm. So just like go at home. But the most interesting food that I try until now is BLT. BLT, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bacon, lettuce, and tomatoes. Yes.
Oh.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. I see a lot of American food, Vietnam through the videos, a clip on YouTube because I want to try it one time. But in Vietnam, it's not really American food. Mm-hmm. So right here, I try it a lot of times. So I am a big fan of fast foods. Mm-hmm. Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A can be a
I eat a lot of fast foods, but the next time I want to try it is a steakhouse. Uh-huh. Yes, and Waffle House. Maybe like that. I hope I tried this one time. It's good.
If I had to suggest for steak, go to Texas Roadhouse.
Do you have any suggestion?
Yeah, go to Texas Roadhouse.
Uh-huh.
It's really good. They have the best rolls and they have cinnamon mm-hmm. butter. Now I know y'all have probably heard about how United States is probably really
healthy. Is it like an authentic one or like we have like combination, like the mixture, the culture, like a Mexican food, you know, or like authentic?
But to put it in a sense, have you all ever been to Texas or heard about Texas?
Mm-hmm.
They basically represent Texas in a sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they have a lot of cuts of meat. They have really great salads there.
Mm-hmm.
They have a pretty big, decent sized menu, but also bring a lot of money because they're pretty expensive.
I want to have a traveling by try everything the cultures of food. Because in Americans, they have a lot of cultures like musical, Korean, Japanese. Vietnam also have that.
Mm-hmm.
And American, I try a lot, but I only had a musical food. It's not fit with me.
Yeah.
It's not my taste.
That's Mexican, my favorite.
Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Because it had a lot of onion, and I had that one.
Yeah, if you ever go to Texas, they have most of the foods are spicy, and they have this slogan in Texas: everything's bigger in Texas.
Ooh.
And so, you know, donuts in Oklahoma are probably about this big.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I get it.
But Texas,
big like this,
huge.
Yeah,
huge.
Yeah.
Oh, it.
Yeah.
I can eat it by 3 days.
Yeah, they have this challenge in Texas, in El mm-hmm. Paso, Texas, it's, at the Big Texan.
Mm-hmm.
My brother tried it. I want to try it. They have a 72-ounce steak. So this is probably like a normal steak. I mean, this thing is like
72.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah, and with four sides and a drink, you have to finish all of it within an hour.
Wow.
Right. I never heard it.
Yeah, it's,
I just see American foods, it have a big size, Vietnamese can eat it. It just eat in a small size of that. So I don't know. I never tried the big size right here because I see another table order the big size is HLR size. I don't know, it's by myself. It's so big.
Yeah, there was a lady that tried that Big Texan challenge. She had three of those 72-ounce steaks. Mm-hmm. But, all right, So how is schooling different in Vietnam compared to the U.S.? So, like, this is, like, ages. So we start school at 4. Do y'all start at a different age?
Kind of same age, Same age. We start at 3 to 4 at the kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. The kindergarten.
I'm 18. I have a 20 year to study, but every morning day I will wake up on 6 a.m. and so I will come to class at 7 a.m. because in the high school and secondary school is always happen and beginnings on the 7 a.m. but it always goes too late.
You know the level, it's kind of different, like from 3 to 5, that is kindergarten time, and then from 5 to 9.
6 to 9.
Like 6 to 9 is like
secondary school.
Like secondary.
Okay. And the high school is 10, 11, and 12.
And high school. It's kind of the same system here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but high school here is from 9 to 12 because I have my cousins, she studying 9. Grade right here.
Ninth grade, okay. Yeah. So yeah, we start school at 3 or 4. Our first year is called pre-K. And then it goes kindergarten, first, second, third, and fourth, and fifth.
Yeah.
We call it elementary school for elementary students. And then for Sapulpa, 6th and 7th is middle school. So kind of those in between years.
Okay.
And then 8th and 9th is connected to the high school, but they have their own separate school. That's our junior high. We consider freshmen high schoolers, but they're not in high school yet. And then 10th through 12th is high school for us.
It's kind of same.
Yeah. In a sense, yeah. So what are y'all's favorite subjects that y'all took in school or taking in school?
I love literature.
Literature?
Yeah.
Let's see. It's my favorites in Vietnam right here. I just like music or art. But Vietnam doesn't have the subject in the school.
Mm-hmm.
I just study outside by myself.
What instrument do you play?
Huh?
What do you play an instrument?
Oh yeah, I can play a little bit of guitar when I can play guitar while I sing, and I play piano a little bit in romantic song because I can do in classical song. It's so hard, but my young brother can do that.
Do you play any instruments at all?
No. Beats me.
Both. She can play a lot of sports.
I love sports, you know.
I could talk all day about sports with you. What sports do you specifically like?
You know, ping pong, table tennis.
Table tennis?
Yeah.
I just got a new ping pong racket. it was a dumb purchase, but $70 was so worth it here. Okay, so do y'all know what Christianity is at all? Have you ever heard? It's a religion. You ever heard it? Well, it's basically we base our life off a. It's kind of hard to explain. We have a Holy Trinity where do you believe in a higher power like God or Yemen or
is Yemen?
I'm trying to think of another word.
I know the guy.
Yahweh.
Yahweh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So basically, Yahweh. That's the main, and then Jesus, who came down. This is like the Son of God. He came down in human form, and died for our sins. Sins are just basically our wrongdoings, in the sense that it came into the world when the first two human beings disobeyed God in it's called the Garden of Eden, where all these trees were, and God told them, you can eat from any tree, except for the one of knowledge that's basically in the center. And Adam and Eve, you know who Satan, Lucifer, know who that is?
Yeah.
Kind of really horrible person. fallen angel from heaven. Telling him, you know, like, he didn't want you to eat from this because he doesn't want you to be as smart as him or stuff like that. And so Eve takes a bite of the apple, and so does Adam. And they felt guilty because they just disobeyed God and they went to go hide. Mm-hmm. God already knew where they were, but he's like, can you come out, please, and stuff like that. But he already knew who they were. Mm-hmm. But,
God.
Yeah, and so we have this thing called the Bible. It has the Old Testament being before Jesus, and then the New Testament is with Jesus and the crucifixion, or when he died on the cross. Cross Jesus. Is, I wish I would have had a pencil, but cross is, you know what a cross is? Yeah. But yeah, he had died on the cross, but he knew he was already going to die on the cross for mm-hmm. our sins, so we had a way to heaven. I love this. My favorite verse in the Bible is mm-hmm. John 3:16-17. Mm-hmm. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, that whoever shall believe in him should not perish but have eternal life. Mm-hmm. And believing in him, after we pass away and stuff, we believe that we go to heaven and live eternally forever with Jesus.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's not by our good works or our works or what we do. It's just having faith and believing in him that we get to go to heaven. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, you can't just sit here and say, I believe in him and stuff like that. It's by you have to truly believe it in your heart.
Yeah.
And not just say it with your head.
Yeah, I know, because I have a lot of time to go to the church in Seattle with my friends. But I also see that it's so relaxed, and I love the song in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I see some people, they give their heart to the Jesus. Mm-hmm. So I see if I want to believe them by myself, but I think I don't have enough belief for him, so I didn't have a religion for myself.
Mm-hmm.
So
what do you want to be, like the pastor? Or
so pastor? I'm looking into ministry into the church.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not quite sure. I keep hearing that I sound like a preacher in a sense. But I originally wanted to be a counselor, a biblical counselor, to help people. Their problems.
I have a good connection with Riley. He's from BCM
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I
Baptist,
see.
Church. Missionary.
Oh,
missionary,
yeah.
Church, yeah.
Yeah. Riley, his name.
I guess you have a lot of interesting activity, but I think I don't have enough belief, so I don't believe them so much.
So, you know, in the United States, they say, in God we trust. We trust nobody.
Yeah, I see. God bless you.
Yeah. Yeah. I go to First Baptist in Sepulpa. Sepulpa is basically kind of below Tulsa in Oklahoma. We just go south. Southwest.
Southwest,
basically.
Okay.
And so I've been there like in a split life. So I guess I can go ahead. I'll tell you my testimony. Do you know what a testimony is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So when I was young, I went to First Baptist and I grew up there. And in the beginning of my life, I didn't have the greatest start. I lost one of my older brothers and my real mom. But my brothers try to shield me as best I can from it and try to get me away from that. Mm-hmm. But by third grade, I got my first Bible.
Mm-hmm.
teacher Miss Linda, she was really strong on the verses.
And then you loved on the first day.
You
love Bible on the first day.
Yeah. Well, as a kid, your attention span's
on
like
day one.
It's not like there. Your attention span's just everywhere, because like all these new things.
Mm-hmm.
We have this thing called Kids Crossing, which is basically like elementary but for church in a sense. And of course they always had that thing where they had a treasure chest, like you always wanted to get the treasure chest, something out of it at the end of the week. But by my fifth grade year, my children's pastor came up to me and he was like, have you been reading your Bible? And I told him yes. That was a lie. I told him that was a lie. But then that kind of sparked me and started reading it. And then one night he came to my house and I confessed that I believe Jesus is Lord. Mm-hmm. And you have to do your confession and then you get baptized just to show that you've put away your old life and you're starting a new one. to build your life in Jesus and to live a better life, basically. And then my sixth and seventh grade year, I was starting to boom up in my same church, but then we left that church for some problems that my parents had. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of got away with it because I wasn't in the youth group. And it kind of hit me pretty hard because I only thought I was at the other churches for music. And then I came back to my church my junior year, and I immediately said, this is home. Like,
Do you attend to the band of the church?
Sorry, say that one more time.
You enrolled to the band in the church?
Yeah, I go the first. I go
for singing?
First.
For singing?
No singing.
I see a lot of people singing over there.
I play the piano, but I'm not in music because I play sports and I did play sports and stuff, so I just never had time for it.
I heard that before in like religious schools here,
mm-hmm.
Before they start the class, for example, mm-hmm. they have to read the Bible or prayers. Do we still keep that habit?
So prayer is something you can do while you're in church, mm-hmm. but you also want to do it on your own too.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter where, whether it's, mm-hmm. you know,
I just heard about it before.
Yeah.
We have that, but
yeah,
right now we ban or something, or we eliminate that after we start a school, like religious schools
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have to pray? Or you would read the Bible before we start the class?
If you're trying to learn more mm-hmm. about it, then yeah. But if they're like just trying to teach you stuff that they've learned throughout the week,
mm-hmm.
then no. Just have your Bible with you so you can follow along with them to learn.
Yeah.
Praying, I mean, I'll encourage you to pray as much as you can, whether it's through your happy times or through your worst times. Or even when it's just like meh, like it's kind of not a good day, it's not a bad day.
So it's it's kind of different with my countries. We come from like this socialism,
mm-hmm.
socialist, you know, and then we non-religion.
Okay, so yeah. So what is different about Vietnam, as far as like you say socialism?
Because
we have a capitalist country here. So what's different between capitalism and socialism, like in Vietnam?
It can be, you know, like a big,
big
difference.
Big difference. You
know? Yes. Because in Vietnam, we have like 100 million. The population,
mm-hmm.
but like over 60% they are non-religion.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
okay.
And about 5-6% of it, they are Catholic,
mm-hmm.
and Buddhism, 15% Buddhism, and then mm-hmm. Another kind of Vietnamese religion.
Yeah, Vietnamese have a lot of Buddhism, but let me see. But in my relationship, we just have a non-religions because. My father's and my parents teach that we will choose myself then to another, but because they want we do like some behavior like a kind person or pull above and give a hand when see some people have difficult thing.
Well, I encourage you as much as possible to try to get into a church.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. Jesus, we say Jesus came with a towel to serve and not a sword. This is what John 3:16-17, he came into the world, this is the verse 17, he came into the world not to condemn it, but to save it.
Mm-hmm.
And so condemning basically mean like he didn't come to punish mm-hmm. or, yeah, punish, you know what, punish. He didn't come in to punish, but he came to save it. But I strongly encourage because I would mm-hmm. love to see y'all in heaven mm-hmm. whenever that day may be, because it's perfect. And after this interview, if you want to get in contact, I'll invite you to my church,
okay.
First Baptist in Sepulveda.
I also have a lot of questions about the Jews and religions because I see a lot of people eating a pickles and drink a sieve, have a sieve of wine in the jug.
Sorry, say that one more time.
They have a sieve of wine.
White?
Wine.
Wine.
And because.
It's kind of different because Christian and Catholic Church. Right now, we have Catholic Church here.
Oh, okay, okay.
And then the ritual, like the church services, they're kind of different.
Yeah.
It's not the same. It's kind of another branch. They all believe in Jesus, but there's something called their different beliefs.
Catholic. They basically just add more stories like Mary, who is the mother of Jesus, instead of confessing your sins to Jesus, they confess their sins to the priest behind something, closed doors, basically. But as Baptists, we believe that you can confess anywhere and whenever because you shouldn't have to be like in a church to confess, because like if you're basically like if you're on your deathbed and you can't get to a church, then it doesn't make sense to have to go there when you're there. But I could get into a lot of that, but I'm just gonna move on because I could talk for hours and hours about that. One more thing I'm going to add. Sorry, I just had to add this. But the things that Jesus did, he did miracles. He helped a blind man see. He helped people who were paralyzed, people who can't walk, walk again. He brought this guy named Lazarus back to life. He carried a cross 3 miles that weighed about 200 and something pounds.
Yes, I have been watching a movies about that.
Is it The Chosen?
Yeah, Chosen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I think I can remember this detail because it's so interesting. I see that it have a lot of characteristics of the humans in this area. So I think it have a lot of available lessons through the movies about Jesus.
Yeah, I can give you my contact information. I can send you where to go, where I go to my church if you want to come. It's on Sundays. We have...
What time is beginning?
We have classes. If you want to like go to a class, it starts at 9. But if you just want to go to the service and just hear the preacher talk about Jesus and stuff, it starts at 11 o'clock and it ends at around 12.
And so it's beginning. It starts. You have a class on 9 a.m., right? And it will finish on around 12.
Yeah. Okay. It's on Sundays.
It's on Sunday. Yeah, so I see. Only on the weekend.
And we have church on Wednesdays too, but I would suggest just come to a Sunday service first and then.
Yeah, that's a good time for people.
Because I'm so confused when I go to the church. So because they have a lot different than my country because I never go to the church.
But, all right, we'll take it back to Vietnam. There's this festival I kind of looked up, the Hung King's Temple Festival.
Oh, Hung King's. It is a famous festival every year. We take the vacation on this one because every year the government will give we have more than 2 or 3 days to take off and they will come to their hometown like a motherland just remember and reminiscence about the Hung King story because in the beginnings eras of my country, Hung King is we have 18.
The founder of the territories founders. Of okay. Vietnam.
Okay.
And we celebrate on the March 10th in the lunar calendar.
Okay. Calendar. Okay.
Yeah.
We also have 18 Hung King and ordering the.
Reason. Who kind of founder? You like you
okay.
The kind of founder. Kind of
the founder
of the land.
Okay. What type of food do they serve there during the festival? I heard they serve different types of foods there.
Food is kind of like related to, because we have like 18 generation of Hong King, you know.
Oh,
18 kings.
Okay, okay.
18 kings.
Okay. So, the last one mm-hmm. is related to the Tet cake.
Yeah, okay.
After
that is Chinese.
Okay, okay.
Yes. Ching cake is kind of square shape, you know. Mm-hmm. It's made from
the temple.
Temple. Because you know, in the past, people don't think that the earth is round, right? Mm-hmm. And they think the earth is square, you know.
Yeah.
Or square.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So
it's planes.
So ching cake is kind of the shape of the earth.
Okay.
You know?
So, wait, is it round or is it square?
Yeah,
square.
Square. Okay, okay.
It's not round.
Okay.
So people think it's square. And they don't think we have another country, another people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So, and in the beginning eras of my country, we just have a small land in the north side of Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, we have a lot of time will be a colonized of Chinese, French, or U.S., we open and spread out the land to the showers.
Okay. All right. That's interesting. I was reading about it. I didn't really understand much, but...
But I also don't understand much because it's like a story is like a fiction.
Mm-hmm.
Like a fiction.
So Vietnam, yeah. You know, we have a long history.
Mm-hmm.
It's about over 4,000 years.
Jeez, yes. That's insane.
Yeah, 4,000 years.
Over 1,000 years.
So that's how long it's been a country? Yeah. Vietnam's been a country?
For kind of long,
I studied
long history.
Dang.
I studied over my... When
it's
I
not like
try.
It's not like the United States just have about 250 years.
Yeah,
it's
like
bizarre.
The American
very new
Vietnam
compared to that.
Is so long. You know, I have histories in Vietnam.
So we have a great tradition.
It's a lot of detail.
Yeah.
So in school, how many history classes do you have?
Just one. But we have two class per week.
Okay.
But it takes a lot of detail through the old area before it's a BC, AC. Oh my god, I can't remember that. So it is my lowest score in the school.
Mm-hmm.
Scary, that one. But I also chicken.
that's very interesting to hear about. I need to look more about that.
You want to see the history of Vietnam? Oh my god.
But, so as far as driving, is driving the same in Vietnam or is it slightly different?
Yeah, it's kind of the
same.
Same.
Kind of the same. Because Vietnam also talk about the shops of my country.
Mm-hmm.
This is, I don't know, it's dragons. Maybe they tell me it's a dragon's generation.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a 54 analytics in Vietnam. It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
you can got all of history in Vietnam because we have a 54 ethnic in Vietnam, groups of people.
So have you ever been travel anywhere in Southeast Asia?
The only place I've been out of the United States for
mm-hmm.
is into Germany.
Mm-hmm. Europe.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and my brother was stationed there for the U.S. Army,
mm-hmm.
So we stayed there for 2 weeks and got to try new things there,
okay.
And it was very
so
interesting.
So I think when you have time, you can branch out to travel there,
because mm-hmm.
Sure. You know, cost of living is not very high, so...
Yeah.
But be careful when you cross,
especially
the
traffic. The traffic in Vietnam is kind of crazy, you know.
Yes, I'm so confused. Yeah. When I ride motorbike in Vietnam, it's have a lot of motorbikes, so you will be careful when you pass on the cross side. Because it have a lot of motorbike.
Yeah.
And you just raise arm a 3 minutes and raise your hand when you passing it.
So when you say
motorcycles everywhere.
Okay, motorcycle. I was going to ask you, when you say motorbike, do you mean motorcycles or like the scooter, electric
scooters?
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Scooters, motorcycles, and it's hard to get across the street, you know.
Yeah.
So, but you know, when a lot of people, they love Jay Walker.
Oh yeah,
they don't follow the traffic rules, you know.
Yeah, I see. They break the traffic law a lot.
If you can compare like the traffic in Indian traffic, yeah, and so, you know, we
I heard Indian traffic curve, was yeah. pretty bad.
No, Indian is very crazy. Bad.
Yeah. And then they honk a lot.
Yeah, they use honking for talking language or something like that in India, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, uh-huh. I think so.
So but. Vietnam also have somebody will speak in English. They just speak a little bit, but sometimes you'll be looking, you will meet somebody with cars, and they will guide you how to go in Vietnam. Plus, it have a lot of cars people.
Oh, yeah.
It's so friendly.
Well, you want to talk about music a little bit? So what are some of your favorite songs that you've listened to in the U.S.?
Oh, my God.
And what are some of your favorite songs that are in Vietnam? And which one do you like more, the U.S.
Do you
music?
Want to see my blessed?
Oh, sure.
Oh, yes. It's maybe more than 10 hours.
So, you know, American music and British music, I really love. Because it's a good way to practice English
mm-hmm.
when yes, I was young.
Yes, it's
you
touching
know,
song.
To improve my pronunciation.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best one. When I was young, you know, I loved like Michael Jackson
yeah.
and the Westlife Band and Backstreet Boy.
Mm-hmm.
You know them.
Yeah, I know Michael like Jackson.
From, yes, it's from like 90s or 80s, mm-hmm. 80s, 90s, you know.
Have you heard of the Beatles? Thriller.
Uh-huh.
From Michael Jackson, or Beat It by Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm,
Here yeah, Comes the Sun yeah, by yeah. the Beatles. I like that yeah. one.
I have a lot of songs. How I can like this one? Because I also listen the music like UHK, R&B, or ballad. Because, you know, I love music.
Mm-hmm.
I listen all the time I have. So, like Taylor Swift, like, let's see, Ariana
Grande,
Bruno
Mars, yeah.
Oh my God, just have a lot.
Have you heard of Just the Way You Are by
yeah,
Bruno Mars?
Mm-hmm. I have a lot. Oh, like, Here Comes the Sun. Oh, also, my favorite music when I try to try is a Disney song. I can't sing it because I watching a lot of Disney movies like Aladdin or some like princess, you know,
mm-hmm.
just a girl.
Yeah.
Vietnam also have
it is going to be a good way to practice your English to
yeah
to improve your
and also
your
catching
mm-hmm.
catching
yeah.
my eyes Maris.
And you know music mm-hmm. can heal our souls.
Yeah. Yeah. When I went to the Way Church,
they also have an Oklahoma mm-hmm. song.
Oh yeah. Have you heard of Ain't No Love in Oklahoma?
A11?
Ain't No Love in Oklahoma. So it's a country song, country genre.
I see this because Katie just showed me an Oklahoma song and she practiced that.
The melody is kind of.
Yeah,
it's
kind of a classical
you know,
song.
Yeah.
So smooth. And
so, what's your favorite genre of music?
Oh my God, it's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rock, I love rock.
Died of the smile.
R&B.
If the world
and
was
Vietnamese,
ending,
Vietnamese songs, I love like
to you.
If the party was it's over and all the world was true.
Have you heard of APT? Heard of that song? That's a great song.
Kissy face.
That's what I'm
like. Oh my God. I can cut the rhythm of all of the songs.
The K-pop is quite popular here.
No, it's not really K-pop. It rolls with Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
I also have a lot of song with Bruno Mars. This is great.
Man, they have, you know, Korean people, they have like good strategies to.
Oh, yeah. I just heard K-pop with Blackpink because they can sing in a US UK song, so good and better one. So.
right. Well, I would say I'm going to conclude this interview from here. It's been great meeting y'all, learning a lot of new things, especially when Vietnam has 4,000 years of history.
I also
thank you. Good time. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you y'all for y'all time, y'all's time and stuff. And I hope y'all's day goes great. And again, I invite you. I'm going to continue inviting you to my church as much as I can.
Okay.
But I'm going to go ahead and stop the interview from there.
Oh my God, it's so long.